USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The 117th Congress will convene on Sunday in Washington. On Wednesday, they'll count the Electoral College results. Incoming Congressman Madison Cawthorn, a Republican elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in North Carolina's 11th Congressional District, says he'll contest the results.
There were clear constitutional violations, and it's not unprecedented to do this. One of our founding fathers, the third president of our country, did this. Nancy Pelosi did this in 2004. The House Democrats did it again in 2016.
A winter storm moving into the northeast has dumped lots of snow. Over a foot fell in West Texas, up to 10 inches near Oklahoma City. Parts of Kansas got about a half foot. Missouri and Illinois were a sheet of ice on New Year's Day with numerous accidents and downed trees. Two tornadoes were reported in Georgia, one injuring a person in Monroe County. Tens of thousands of folks still without power. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.